This is St. Louis Public Radio. An urban backyard has a surprising amount of wildlife. There are birds, squirrels, bees, raccoons, the list goes on. As more people move to cities, scientists are looking at how animals have adjusted to living near where humans live. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen introduces us to one researcher who's studying our rodent neighbors.
It's a humid spring morning on the campus of Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. Not far from where students are attending classes, nearly a dozen are scattered around a small field. They plant pink flags, carry measuring tape, and use machetes to clear their way through tall prickly prairie grasses. Directing them in hot pink scrubs is animal biologist Danielle Lee.
Did they tell you about the fox?
No.
A fox just ran past Danielle's foot, like really?
Lee and her students are here to find out what animals live by campus. To do this, she instructs them to create a 100 by 40 meter grid around the field. At very specific points within the grid, they put down small metal boxes called Sherman traps. Those are built to catch small mammals.
I'm hoping to see a variety of field mice, so like paramiscus, so little deer mice. I like to catch some voles, so I'm not very hopeful this habitat. Not likely to catch very many voles. House mice are very possible. We're in between two dorms.
Animal scientists, like Lee, are just starting to learn about wildlife that live close to human development. Lee wants to study differences in how rodents behave and whether that behavior suggests that humans are causing them stress. Research has shown, for example, that artificial lighting at night disrupts internal clocks in birds. It causes them to sing when they should be asleep and also interrupts development of reproductive organs for some species, like blackbirds.
I'm curious to know if that's happening with mammals. We do know that they'll alter their behaviors so that they're more active at night or in places where people don't spend much time, like cemeteries or parks.
Lee's also studied rodents in Tanzania, namely the African giant pouched rat, the largest rats in the world. She heard from locals that the species was sheltering in local sewer systems.
They build burrows in nature, so looking at how they adjust and use our development for their own purposes, so how they co-opt that. So maybe they're not building burrows, but they're using a sewer system like a burrow system. And we know that as animals become more accustomed to urban areas, they innovate.
Later this year, she wants to run tests on the rodents to study their behaviors. But first, she needs to find out what actually lives in the area.
I guess we should have brought the machete, huh?
The day after Lee's class set up the grid, she and a student, Jacqueline Isom, get up early to check the traps.
I'm just gonna take a quick peek. I wonder if it's a tree. It's a paramiscus. Wow, they're my favorite because they're so cute.
That day, she and Isom find just two specimens, that deer mouse and a prairie vole. They bring both of the traps they're contained in to a spot in the shade. Lee puts on latex gloves and carefully opens the trap door to take out the vole. She grips the fur on the back of the vole so that its belly faces out. It's so small that it can fit easily in the palm of her hand.
I'm trying to scruff it.
Isom flips through a book to classify the animals.
Distinguishing features. Large-headed, heavy-bodied, short-tailed mice.
Yep.
Lee examines the vole to determine its sex.
I would say he's a sub-adult male trying to find his own little place in the world.
Once they're done taking notes, they return the traps to their original locations and release the rodents. Lee says what they found is a good start.
Like, I've confirmed paramiscus and prairie voles. Awesome! But it'd be nice if I was catching them all the time. Then I go, okay, I got a good population where I can do some behavior studies.
She says it's likely there are more out there than what we're seeing. They're just good at staying out of our way. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.